This is Harvey Wasserman. I am the interim chair of the KPFK local station board.
Pro tem. And,
the date is April what? 18th?
23rd. Sorry.
April 23rd. I've been asleep for 5 days. April 23rd, 2013, 2023. And we are now.
It's 10:48 a.m. in California.
10:48 a.m. in California. I'm on Eastern time in New Jersey, but who cares? Is there any other vital information we need? We have, according to Zoom, we have 25 people on the call, but we will now, thanks to Kim, and her kindness, call the roll. Then we will do the two mission statements and get into the business, which is very thin to me. Go ahead, please, Kim, if you don't mind, please call the roll.
Grace Aaron. Christina Avalos.
Here.
Jose Benavides. Fred Blair. Sandy Childs.
Here.
Marisol Cruz. George Funmaker. Ralph Hawkins. Michael Heiss.
Here.
Eric Jacobson. Amelia Jones.
Here.
Ali Lexa.
Present.
Rob Macon.
Present.
Barbara Marbach.
Present.
Oye Yippo. Myla Reeson.
I'm here.
Paul Roberson. Bruce Strauss.
Here.
Oscar Yoa. Paulina Vasilia. Beth Von Gunten.
Here.
Harvey Wasserman.
I'm here.
Carlos Zavala.
Here.
How'd we do?
We have 12. We have quorum.
Mazel tov. Okay.
Beth,
so
request recognition. Beth, request recognition.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, I have word that Oye Yippo is attempting to connect. I didn't hear him respond. So.
Okay. Oye, we'll welcome you when you come in there, and thank you for that, Beth. Can we have the statement of Indigenous honor here from Avalia Jones, please? Avalia?
Beginning.
Excuse me, Chair.
Go ahead.
The next thing on the agenda is the agenda approval.
Okay. I thought we'd read the statements first. If you say the agenda approval,
we have to approve an agenda before we have know what's on the agenda.
Okay.
After agenda approval is excused absence requests. I'll read the whole thing.
Okay.
Request for timekeepers, set time for adjournment, land back acknowledgement, mission statement, fundraising appeal, minutes approval for April 16th meeting, ratify officer elections if quorum is achieved, and PNB nominations if officer elections are completed. Set next meeting, public comment, and adjourn.
Thank you, Kim. Much appreciated for that.
Kim, would you be, sorry, Harvey, may I be recognized?
Please.
Kim, would you be kind enough to put that agenda in the chat for us?
I'm not sure I know how to do that.
Sorry, Harvey.
No problem, of course.
I'll try.
Okay, is there objection to that agenda? Hearing none, well, the agenda is approved.
I need a motion to approve the agenda and a second.
Okay.
I so moved.
So moved, Beth. Beth, second.
Beth and Marla are tied for approval, so we'll count two there. And the agenda, is there an objection to approving the agenda? Okay, we move forward then. What's next, Kim?
Excused absence requests. I have none.
Are there any excused absence requests? You're with
Chair,
us?
Chair, I want to say that Oye Yippo has joined the call.
Fantastic. Welcome. Glad to have you, Oye.
Can I get a verbal acknowledgement?
Oye, can you tell us you're here?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you.
I vouch for him. I recognize that voice. Oh, okay. Next. Kim?
I have no excused absences, so.
No excused absences. Okay. Do we need an approval on that one?
Nope.
Okay. We officially have no excused absences. Next, Kim.
Request for timekeepers.
Who wants to be a timekeeper? Anybody want to volunteer to timekeep? Well, all right, we can live without a timekeeper. Thank you. Is that legal, Kim? Are we legally required to have a timekeeper?
No.
Okay, move ahead, please. What's next?
Set time for adjournment.
How about a half hour?
Well, we have to have 30 minutes of public comment.
All right, let's set it for an hour from now, and let's set it for 2 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock my time. What's that?
It's 11 o'clock here, so how about noon?
Noon, how about noon? Anybody object to noon or earlier as happened last time?
No, we'll make it earlier.
Well, we set it for noon and then we'll just close out. Otherwise, we've got to go through the rigmarole if we go later. So is noon okay with, does anybody object to noon? Okay, next, Kim, please.
Land back acknowledgement.
Okay, Avelia, you're up.
All right. This is a land back acknowledgement. In keeping with the civility, collegiality, timelessness, and humanitarianism we desire for all peoples, this land back manifesto is offered. It is the reclamation of everything stolen from the original peoples, land, language, ceremony, food, education, housing, health care, governance, medicines, kinship. It's a relationship with Mother Earth that is symbiotic and just, where we have reclaimed stewardship. It is bringing our people with us as we move toward liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing political and narrative framework. It is a long legacy of warriors and leaders who sacrificed freedom and life. It is a catalyst for current generation organizers and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all oppressed peoples. It is a future where Black reparations and indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC collective liberation is at the core. It is acknowledging that only when Mother Earth is well can we, her children, be well. It is our belonging to the land because we are the land. We are land back. The end.
Beautiful, Avelius. Worth coming to the meeting in of itself. Thank you so much. Beth, can you do the mission statement, please, Beth?
Sure. Thank you. The purpose of the Pacifica Foundation, as stated in Article 2 of the Articles of Incorporation, are as follows. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, one or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission, and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Federal Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students and to promote and aid other creative activities which serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage in all activity, to engage in all activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this foundation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Beautifully done. Much appreciated. I assume our next order of business is to set our next meeting. Is that correct? Kim? Hello? Is everybody there?
I'm here.
Yes. So we set our next meeting?
No. Approval of minutes for April 16th.
Okay.
First is the fund appeal, fundraising appeal.
Oh, yes, all right.
We appeal for funds. I want to point out I'm still doing my $18 a month. We hope that everyone can contribute, please, to the ongoing needs of the Pacifica, of KPFK, and particularly in the Pacifica network in general. Does anyone want to add to that? Okay. Kim, do we next set the meeting?
No, minutes approval for April
16th. Oh, I'm sorry, yes. Minutes approval. Is there objection to the minutes?
I need a motion to approve the minutes.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
This is
approve the minutes of the last meeting. Okay, go ahead.
This is Myla Reason. I move to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Is there a second?
This is Oye. I second.
Is there objection? Hearing none, we move ahead. Kim, what's next?
Ratify officer elections if quorum is achieved.
Terry Goodman, can you report on whether we've achieved a quorum in our elections?
Quorum has not yet been achieved in the officer elections.
Okay, so we're going to continue until we do. We've discussed this. The question is, if we have quorum in this meeting, why can't we get quorum on the election? So if everybody who has contributed to quorum in this meeting will please fulfill your obligation to vote in the election, we should be able to achieve quorum. Is that correct, Terry? Does anyone?
Yes. Quorum, meeting quorum and election quorum are the same.
So, does anyone not have a ballot from, if you will check in with Terry Goodman, please make sure you get a ballot. Maybe we can end this nonsense.
This is the secretary.
Yeah.
Can we ask Terry how many ballots have been received?
Terry has demurred on that. He does not want to Terry, you can speak for yourself if you want.
Yes, please.
Go ahead, Terry.
Yes. For the delegate elections, for example, in the Pacifica bylaws, the ballots are not counted until the first close of polls. So my practice nowadays is to not reveal how many ballots have been received until the first close of polls. And then at that point, if a quorum has not been achieved, I announce the fact and extend the election. But I normally don't report the ballots received until close of polls. Pursuant to the motion last adopted by this LSB, when a ballot is received that achieves quorum, that's when the polls will close.
Okay. And that is a record that's on. But listen, if we have quorum here, then if everybody votes, we will be able to end this election. I won't discuss the election of 1877 with you, but, you know, we don't want a repeat of that. So go ahead. Is that Beth? Yeah, Beth.
Yes, I don't. Could I receive a copy of whatever resolution it was that determined the circumstances under which the rest of the election will be conducted? I don't remember voting to close the polls as soon as quorum
we can get it to you.
Is achieved, because that would cut off anyone past that midpoint or near midpoint, and that will skew the outcome. And so as long as we have rules like that in place, it's no wonder that some people don't consider them fair and therefore don't take part. If we want everyone to take part, we need cleaner rules, even-handed rules, open rules that that allow for everyone to take part even-handedly.
Myra Reason?
Yeah, I believe that the motion was included in the minutes that have been approved.
Well, I will object to that. I'll have to go back and find that, but
okay.
That's a thumb on the scale.
So that's basically a cell phone there.
What?
Sorry, what were you saying, Myra? Hello? Hello, are people here? Myra, did we lose you here?
This is Beth, I'm here.
All right, okay, you've made your point. We will, Kim, can we get a copy of the previous resolution to Beth?
It is in the minutes.
It is
in the minutes. It was just approved. And it was in the agenda last week, but it was approved. I can read it.
Well, then I would like to propose that we proceed at a more deliberate pace so that things like this don't get past people. Thank you. And I will bring this up further. I'll bring it up at the PNB. This is a very unfair rule. To close election immediately upon receiving quorum blocks, it's a deterrent to anyone voting. It's a deterrent to participation, and I will bring it up elsewhere. It's a highly unfavorable, unfair rule, and it's no wonder that people don't consider it worth taking part in, if that's the way things are run.
Orders of the day, may I be recognized, Chair?
Sure.
If Beth Von Gunten wants to offer a motion to rescind the previous motion, that is certainly an available avenue for her to pursue. But I'd like to just have discussion at this meeting based on motions rather than just kind of an open freewheeling discussion about grievances that can be addressed through motions. Thank you.
Yes. Beth, do you want to propose an alternative motion? How about we extend the 2 weeks? Can we give it 2 weeks?
I have a question first. Did that resolution apply only to this election or to all elections?
This one.
Okay.
Let Kim read the motion, please. Go ahead, Kim.
I would like to have it in writing, please. If she has it in front of her, could she please provide the wording to everyone? Thank you.
It is in the minutes, which I sent out to everyone about an hour ago. You don't have the minutes.
That means that every one of us has to take time to look it up. If you have it in front of you, as secretary, I'm asking that you please provide that text to everyone now.
I will read it.
I want it in writing.
You were standing right
Chair, this is crosstalk. This is out of order.
Yeah, okay. This
we
is
all got it hours ago.
I agree.
And I would have to take the time to look it up.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it.
As many of us did.
Yes.
I'm going to read it.
Please, Kim, go ahead and read it.
LSB officer elections. Whereas quorum was not achieved in recent elections of 2023 KPFK LSB officers, be it resolved that the KPFK local station board authorizes an extension of the aforementioned officer elections until such time as quorum is met. Be it resolved that Terry Goodman will resend the ballots to the eligible LSB members. No objections.
Thank you. Okay, Beth, do you want to make a motion for an alternative method of conducting this election?
Which election? The officers' election or the delegates or the directors' election?
Okay.
So we're clear. And so I don't think you're going to – so if we're talking about the officers' election, first, when I draft motions like this, I don't do it in the middle of a meeting or as committee. What the way we conduct business matters. The details matter. I take time to carefully craft something like that, to do the wordsmithing before I come to a meeting. And I will do so for future elections. When we come to the director's elections, if this is hidden in there too, I will address it there. I don't think you're going to make quorum on this election, on the officer's election.
Okay.
Actually, so I'm not worried about it, but to I'm not done yet. If leaving elections open ended, until you meet quorum and then cutting off any further voting is highly one-sided, and I will object to it every time.
Okay. Thank you for
and
that.
If I have to take objection. It to the PNB to object, I'll do that.
Thank you. Please do. Ali Alexa, and then I want to move ahead, please. Well, whoever else wants to speak. Ali, you've got your hand up?
I move to set the deadline for this officer's election at May 5th. That's 2 weeks.
Okay. Is there a second? Is there a second?
I have a motion that I'd like to offer that would set that deadline, but also have a mechanism in place to extend the election if quorum is not achieved, and I will send that motion. I'll post it in the chat. I would like to read it if that's okay. Did you say May 5th, Allie?
Well, yes, yeah. I did.
May I read my motion, Allie?
I'm not the chair, but I have no problem with that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, give me one second here.
Okay.
The KPFK local station board authorizes elections teller Terry Goodman to extend the date of closing of polls for the LSB officer elections to May 5th. If a quorum of ballots is not received by that date, the KPFK LSB authorizes Terry Goodman to extend the date of closing polls by another week or until such time as quorum is reached. The KPFK LSB authorizes the elections teller to repeat the process of closing polls and extending the date of closing of polls.
Ali, will you accept Myla's motion as read?
Sure, I would just ask that you put in the time on May 5th that the deadline would be.
At midnight?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Myla, you have proposed this motion?
Yeah, I'm gonna post that if that's okay. Just give me one second here. I'm gonna post it in the chat and email it to everybody on the LSB. So give me one second. I just need to proofread it because I had to tweak it. Okay. I'm sorry, everybody. Bear with me.
Okay, we'll have a second and then hopefully, and then we'll have a vote.
Okay. I just posted it in the chat.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Are there any objections to this motion?
I object.
Can you ask Terry if he objects?
Beth.
Terry, is that all right with you, this motion? Terry Goodman?
Terry's not on the board.
Yeah.
No, but he's going to do the work. So, Terry, are you good with this, the way it's phrased?
Yes, I believe that gives me the option to not extend the election if I don't want to.
No, I don't think so. Let me see.
That'll be up to the LSB.
LSB authorizes elections, teller Terry Goodman.
I'm dumbfounded. How can Terry Goodman say that he can decide whether to extend an election or not?
Well, he's doing the work at this point, Ruth.
I'm sorry. No, you know, if he doesn't want to do the work, fine. That does not stand. One person does not get to pick that up.
How about we cross that bridge? If we get there and you want to resign, we'll deal with it. And if you're not comfortable proceeding, we'll give you your leeway. Are you all right with that, Terry?
I'd welcome a motion to strike the final sentence of the proposed resolution.
Well, you're authorized to repeat it. If you don't want to repeat it, then the LSB will repeat it without you being involved. Is that all right? Are you comfortable with that?
That sounds fair.
Okay. All right. So let's leave it in, and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Okay. Are we good with that?
You got it.
Thank you, Terry. Okay. There has been an objection. So we'll take a vote. Is that all right with everybody? Anybody want to object to voting?
I heard only one objection.
Okay. I think we need to run the, a roll. It won't take long. Kim, can you kindly run the roll, please?
Harvey, could you repeat what we're voting on, please?
We're voting on Ruth, you may not have access to the chat. The KPFK LSB authorizes elections teller Terry Goodman to extend the date of closing of polls for the LSB officer elections to midnight May 5th. If a quorum of ballots is not received by that date, the KPFK LSB authorizes Terry Goodman to extend the date of closing of polls by another week. Until such time as quorum is reached, the LSB authorizes the elections teller to repeat the process of closing polls and extending the date of closing the polls. And the understanding is that if Terry is not comfortable of doing that, then we'll allow him to resign and find another time. Okay? Someone's talking in the background. Can we please take a vote now?
This is Beth with my hand up.
Yes, Beth.
Thank you. Yes. I have not yet received the motion in writing.
It is in the chat.
Beth, it's in the chat.
Settle down, Beth.
I'm trying to do it as quickly as I can. I'm sorry.
You have not been recognized. I was recognized.
You were recognized, and Beth, my suggestion is if you don't have it in front of you, vote no. Just vote no. That's all you need to do.
You don't get to tell me how to vote, and I have every right to receive the same information that other people do in the form that they do. If other people have it in writing, every board member has a right to receive it in writing. We all have access to email. I'm requesting it in email, please. Fair campaign practices.
Okay, Myla, can you...
I'm sending it to Beth right now. Hang on.
Please send it to every board member.
I'm struggling, and you're making it much more difficult by your continuing.
Is there any other business looking forward here beyond this while we await the delivery of this email? Okay. Hearing none, we will proceed. As soon as Beth gets this, we will go to public comment. Am I missing anything else on the agenda, Kim?
Okay, but I'm not looking at it.
I think you get my objection. Is my objection recorded?
Yes.
We're taking a roll, Beth. But we're waiting until you receive the email.
Kim, what else is on the agenda beyond this?
I don't know, Harvey. I'm waiting to call roll. We'll get there when we get there.
All right. Does anyone else require that they see the agenda, the motion as has been read?
Harvey, may I be recognized? This is
Please.
My. I'm sorry this is taking me so long, but maybe I'd like to suggest that we go to. It's going to take me a couple of minutes, so I don't know if there's some other business. I'm just trying to get everybody's email into this.
Okay, while we're doing this, let's set the next meeting if we can, please. Can we set the next meeting, Kim, and get that taken care of? I suggest we set the meeting for 10 a.m. Pacific time on May 5th.
No, Harvey.
Does that work for everyone?
Harvey, you mean 10:30?
May 7th is the next Sunday.
I'm sorry, May 7th. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. May 5th
is good. I recommend that we keep it at 10:30.
Well, some have wanted at 10, so can we make it 10:15 as a compromise?
No. This is Mike. Can I speak, please?
Yes, Mike, please.
This is the third meeting in 3 weeks, and unless I'm mistaken, the meetings are supposed to be the second or third Sunday, and people plan their lives, you know, with that in mind. And, you know, to have another meeting on the 5th, when it should probably be the week after, is disruptive to people's lives.
That's fine.
I mean, I already have something planned for that date because there wasn't supposed to be a meeting on that date.
Okay, you're fine. How about May 14th?
Well, I'm not fine.
May 14th is Mother's Day. Is that all right? Or do we want to go to May 21st?
Then do it the weekend after Mother's Day. I mean, please.
Okay. Your beseechments are received.
Thank you.
Does anyone want to move for May 21st?
I so moved. This is Myla.
I moved it.
All right, we have a motion to meet again May 21st. Does anyone second?
I move that May 21st is our next scheduled regular meeting.
That's
good.
That's exactly right.
Correct.
Exactly.
All right, so do we need a motion or is it already in place?
We don't need a motion. That was already voted on months ago.
Okay. That's fine.
With all due respect, it was not voted on. This LSB has not voted on meeting times for the rest of the year. So
the previous LSB did.
Let's just go ahead. Is there a motion to meet on May 21st at 10:15 a.m. Pacific? Is there a second?
10:30.
All right, 10:30 is all right for. I hope it's okay for anybody. Is there a second?
I second.
Is there objection? Okay, with Mazel Tov, we will meet on May 21st, Sunday, 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. That's done. Is there anything else, Kim, that we can do while we're awaiting Beth's reception of the motion?
Has Beth not received it yet?
I don't know. Beth, have you received it yet?
Looking again.
All right. Can we have public comment? It's unfair to keep everybody else waiting, Beth.
I have now received. May I speak?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I have now received it, and I provided Myla by way of email with the list of the entire LSB email addresses for future reference.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to the vote.
We call the question now. The motion is in the chat, and it has been emailed on the status of the election. So I'm going to read it very, very quickly. The KPFK LSB authorizes elections. Teller Terry Goodman. to extend the date of closing of polls for the LSB office elections to midnight, May 5th. If a corner ballots is not received by that date, the KPFK LSB authorizes Terry Goodman to extend the date of closing of polls by another week until such time as quorum is released. Reached, the LSB authorizes the elections teller to repeat the process of closing polls and extending the date of closing polls. Is there objection to this motion?
I object.
Kim, will you please call the roll? Kim?
Grace Herron. Christina Avalos.
I abstain.
Jose Benavides. Fred Blair. Sandy Childs.
Agree.
Marisol Cruz. George Funmaker. Ralph Hawkins. Michael Heiss.
Yes.
Eric Jacobson. Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Rob Macon.
Yes.
Barbara Marbach.
Yes.
Oye Oye Yippo.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
Yes.
Paul Roberson. Ruth Strauss.
Yes.
Oscar Ulloa. Paulina Vasilia. Beth Van Gunten.
No.
Harvey Wasserman.
Yep.
And Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
I think the ayes have it.
11 yes, 1 no, 1 abstain.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Kim, for calling the roll. Thank you, Beth, for your participation. We have approved our next meeting. What is next on the agenda, please, Kim?
Public comment, 30 minutes.
Local comment, please. Anyone from the general public want to comment on this, these proceedings? And I will note that we will adjourn at some point, and I will stay on if anyone wants to have a general discussion about anything. That's fine with me. I already worked out today, so I've got plenty of time.
Harvey, this is Myla. Can I say something?
May
I?
Please. Please.
I just want to apologize to everyone. It did take me a while, but I did. I was multitasking, and I'm sorry. I thought I had it set up so that I could send it to everyone in at one time. And I'd like to apologize, but everyone should have received that motion in writing, in the chat, and via email, and also had it read.
No apologies necessary from a volunteer doing yeoman's work. Thank you.
Or yo woman's work. We all accept your apology, and as a reward, you can go jump in the ocean and come back, and we'll be happy to have you back. And I take partial responsibility because Myla did present this early, and I didn't think it would fly, but it did, so there we go. Anybody from the public want to chime in? Beth, do you have a hand again, or is that a legacy?
That's a legacy hand.
Okay. No further business. It's 11:27 in your time. I don't think we need to keep you any further. It's a Sunday. Go enjoy your day. Is there a motion to, adjourn?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Objection?
This is Myla, so Ali moved and Myla seconded.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot to do that part. Ali has moved, Myla has seconded. Is there objection to deconvening, to adjourning?
Harvey, this is Myla, the person who is logged in as Pacifica Death Watch has mentioned in the chat that somehow the stream is slower than the Zoom.
It's a slight delay, a few seconds delay.
Oh, okay. That's to sift out the dirty words. And we haven't had any four-letter words on this one yet. So except KPFK. That's a
Chair, point of information. I think the point that person is making is that maybe all the public hasn't had a chance to know that it's time for public comment. However, if they're only listening on the stream, they can't make public comment because they're not in the Zoom meeting.
All right. We'll do our best.
So we did move. I'm sorry. We did move in second that we adjourn.
Is anybody objecting to adjourning?
Point of information.
Please.
Yes. Were we not going to address item number 4?
Which is?
The agenda says P&B nominations. Excuse me. Authorizing motion for P&B elections. Via email.
No, Beth, because
I don't mind. I don't mind.
This is the chair. Chair. Can I speak? This is the secretary.
Yes, secretary, you're acknowledged.
That motion is on there in case we achieve quorum in the elections, Beth. We did not achieve quorum, so you can rest assured that the P&B nominations will not happen until the officer elections are completed.
Thank you for that.
I just wanted to be clear.
All right, we have a motion to adjourn on the floor. Is there objection to adjourning? Again, if you guys want to hang around and talk, I'm happy to do so, but the official meeting, we are voting now. Is there objection to adjourning? Hearing none. We are at 10:30, 11:30 your time, 2:30 mine, another record time here. Thank you, Beth, for your comments. Thank you, everybody.
Ollie. Thank you, Harvey.
Have a great Sunday.
Beautiful day.
Anybody want to stay on to talk about the Iraq war? I'm happy to do so. Otherwise, I'm sure you have better things to do. We will see you all on May, whatever it was, the weekend after Mother's, May 21st at 10:30 a.m. May 21st. Have a great month, and let's shut Diablo Canyon, for God's sakes. I hope in our next meeting we can announce that the Diablo Canyon nuclear reactors have been shut. That would be my fondest dream, transcending anything else.
Is this meeting adjourned? Yes.
Have a great day.
Have a great Sunday, everybody.
Have a great day.
Anybody wants to stay
on? Good job, buddy.
And indulge in meaningless conversation. I am at your service.
Great job, buddy.
Looks like I don't have any takers. Oh, Rob.
So Rob just commended you on your great job, and I'd like to second that emotion.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I wish to God I could actually turn around and jump in that water, but I'm in Teaneck, New Jersey. That ain't gonna happen. So there you go. Ruth, it's great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you to both of you guys for, and Kim, everybody who's contributed to this.
I'm really sorry.
Ruth, actually, Myla, it's my fault because you presented it earlier and I overruled you and you were right.
Yeah,
so.
I would have sent it before the meeting and I wouldn't have
been. I thought it was, anyway, it's done. Well, 10 years from now, we won't regret a bit of this. We won't, or remember a bit. Anyway.
And Myla, you do so much more. Anyhow, every time, every day.
Yes.
Anyone who's paying attention knows that.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And Myla, you actually in a position where you can go jump in the ocean, so go ahead.
And you too, Kim, and everybody, and Harvey especially. Thank you.
Thank you, Avelia.
All right.
Avelia, you have a permanent gig of reading that statement. That is beautiful. I love how you do that.
She sounds like Maya Angelou or one of the greats. Avelia, did you get my email? This is Ruth about Inspire Sleep.
No.
Avelia, I sent you an email about that sleep apnea thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'll respond to you. Okay.
Terry Goodman, I just want to make sure you got it.
Thank you. Terry Goodman, I want to thank you for your patience and sticking with us.
Yeah, he's here. Wow.
He's still here. T. That's the big T there, right?
Terry, you know, what is
Terry?
That's
a T.
That's Terry.
Implies Texas. That's Texas's color, that orange.
Terry, did you see the, did you see the motion?
I copied it. I got it. I'm sending out a notice.
Terry. Avelia here. Yeah. I'm assuming that if you did not reach out and say what's happening, that you are using our first ballot. Still valid.
Well, that was the plan, but, several people have sent me new ballots, and the newest I receive, it becomes your new ballot. Ballot received before closing polls is the ballot.
So if you got one from the beginning and I'm still there, that's my ballot, correct?
Correct.
All right, good. All right.
Unless you change your mind about how you're
Yeah.
If you received a receipt from me in this election, it means I've examined your ballot and it looked okay.
I'm just trying to make sure that I'm not the one that didn't vote. Because I voted once before.
Yeah, there are many people who have not voted. But all the ones who have voted have received an acknowledgement from me because I've confirmed that their ballot has gone to both tellers.
Okay. Well, you're keeping this in a mystery of how many people have voted, but what's life without a little mystery?
So, better.
Bruce Grief, you have a hand up. Bruce, did you want to say something? Bruce, your audience is shrinking.
I'm actually going to go back to the beginning of the meeting when we were talking about, you know, who was behind the Iraq war and the invasion. And I wondered, has anybody ever done an investigation of where the military industrial complex was in terms of urging the various higher levels of government to do this? Because they made a lot of money, and I think they knew they were going to make a lot of money. And, they destroyed Iraq's infrastructure and then had a contract via the payments that Iraq would have to make to reconstruct it.
Very good point. Myla wants to speak to that. Myla?
Oh, no, go ahead. Sorry. I wanted to talk about something else once you've...
Ditto for Ukraine.
Yes, exactly. My theory on Iraq is that the real reason, aside from what you raised, which is the money that the military would make and the destruction of the infrastructure and the control of the oil, was that Saddam had made public statements that he was going to switch from the petrodollar to the euro.
Wasn't that Gaddafi who did that?
What's that?
I thought that was Gaddafi.
Gaddafi went further. Gaddafi had 130 tons of gold. And Gaddafi was talking about establishing an African currency that was going to be called the dinar, that was going to be based on his gold. So Saddam talked about going to the euro. That's all George H.W. Bush had to hear. And then Gaddafi went even further and was talking about establishing his own currency. Now, of course, Brazil and China have started to do business in the yuan. And I don't think there's any doubt that the Chinese currency at some point is really going to threaten the dollar. And that's when World War III will start. But that's my theory. But a good point, Bruce, on that. Thank you for raising it.
Also, everybody knows this, but Halliburton, you know, which was Cheney, made out like bandits during Iraq. So there was a double mission there.
Well, Halliburton, as you'll recall, had the concession on all the rose petals that Dick Cheney said the Iraqi people were going to throw at our troops when they marched in.
Yeah, well, the shower heads, the toilets that, you know, didn't work, the meals that were awful. Yeah, I mean, just the laundry that didn't exist, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, Bruce, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, my favorite Halliburton story is they were getting $36 a hamburger delivered to the troops, and the way they did the accounting was they counted the number of styrofoam plates. So when the guys went, wait, it gets better. So when the guys went through the line, they'd put a plate on top. You go like, well, you want to keep it warm, you know?
Oh, God. So a $72 hamburger. Such things do exist in Manhattan, by the way.
Exactly.
But there you go. I think you're probably right about that. Absolutely. Myla, did you want to say something on this?
Yeah, well, aside from the fact that war is a racket, I just wanted to, I didn't know if you were aware of it, and you may be, Harvey, but in Germany, even though the very last nuclear power plant was finally shut, woot woot, apparently they're going to be manufacturing nuclear fuel for France and other countries in Germany.
Yeah.
So.
I hadn't heard that particular one, but you know, people are yelling, the nuclear industry is yelling that since Germany shut its nuclear plants, CO2 emissions are going up. They're not pointing out that Germany is supplying electricity to France, which is, you know, coal-fired, because France's nuclear plants are shutting down. Because they keep, you know, France actually has shut more nuclear plants than Germany because they keep falling apart and the rivers are too hot to cool the reactors. So I didn't hear about Germany making weapons-grade material.
But not weapons-grade material. They're making nuclear fuel for nuclear power plants for other countries. And I believe it's for France. I'm not sure. I do know that they are going to be making fuel for nuclear reactors in Germany. I think it was West Germany. I can look that up and send it to you at some point. But I just read that, and it was kind of disturbing.
Really, it is disturbing. But, you know, thank God those reactors are shut.
And you know, we had that meeting with our state senator, Ben Allen, yesterday, Topanga. And he was surprised that Diablo only supplies 9% of the energy for the state of California. He thought it was much more. He was surprised that more energy is supplied by rooftop solar and by solar generally than nuclear. I mean, but the good news in my mind is that, he's willing to be briefed by some experts and, and hopefully we'll be able to claw back the legislation that authorized the extended operation of Diablo.
Well, you know, if KPFK and KPFKA achieved nothing else in history but getting those reactors shut, you know, all this would be worth it. So we need to get that on our airwaves. And thank you, Myla, for that. You're just such a trooper with this. Bruce, you have your hand up again?
Yeah, two small things that might help you guys. The Indian Point nuclear plant, you know, is decommissioned or being decommissioned, and it was taken over
by a
contracting firm, and their current plan is to dump radioactive cooling water into the Hudson River.
Right.
And, you know, like people in Cortland and the towns around it are just basically going nuts.
Absolutely.
And then the other thing, I don't know if you guys brought it up, but I saw somewhere that this little mini nuclear plant that they're trying to build is now 8 years behind schedule.
Yeah.
And it's almost double the cost of any kind of other electricity. Right. So why are we doing this? It costs twice as much as regular electricity from even, you know.
I'd like to respond to that, Harvey.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike, please.
You know, the language that the promoters of nuclear power would like us to adopt is to call them small nuclear reactors or mini or whatever, because they think that that would be more palatable, that people won't be as concerned. So I personally like to call them so-called small. They're not all that small. But it's just a use of language to alleviate people's concerns and fears about the real dangers. And, the fact is that you're absolutely right that they have not been able to build a workable prototype as far as I know. Am I right, Harvey?
I think you're right. And by the way, I call them silly mythical reactors. Or unicorns, but there you go. Yes, and you're right. If the design small reactor came online today, which it won't do, I mean, it's going to be 10 years if the history of the industry is, you know, consistent, they still couldn't compete with renewables. The projected cost today of the small reactors is still way, way higher than wind and solar. I mean, they're not even close to competing.
The other thing that I saw was like, if you factor in the energy or CO2 contribution that was made by, the construction of all the materials that were used in the construction of the plant, then it's way more CO2 intensive than, I mean, a solar panel, there's a certain amount of CO2 that gets created when you build a solar panel. When you build a nuclear plant with concrete and steel and engines and motors and all that kind of stuff, the CO2 generated to build that equipment, it far outweighs any savings you get from the plant.
Right. And not only that, but there's also, carbon, the mining and milling and enriching of uranium, of the uranium fuel those are also carbon intense activities. And then they're sequestering the waste and attempting to isolate it from the accessible environment for a millennium. I mean, forever, basically. That's right. Also carbon intensive. So, you know, it's absurd. But Bruce, I would really like to know a little bit more about the people in Cortland and elsewhere along the Hudson who are protesting the dumping of, and apparently, let me just back up and say that it's my understanding that the operator, I think is it Holtec? I'm not sure. Of the decommissioning contractor has been quietly dumping radioactive cooling water into the Hudson, and now they're asking for permission to dump even more. Am I right about that, Bruce or Harvey?
Yeah, no. I'll send you some stuff, and they have a really bad, apparently they have a really horrible track record with their other contracting activities in the past. But yeah, there was a big protests on the river with kayaks and all that kind of stuff. I mean, the problem is our Public Service Commission, the New York State Public Service Commission, is really isolated from, it's not responsive or responsible to the public. And it's another one of these rotating doors where, the commissioner was formerly, chief legal officer for some kind of energy company. This is how New York is now managed to stop fracking, but believe it or not, and then they came up with a scheme of, well, build these small gas turbines to generate electricity as like backup power or fill-in power. And then we didn't need it because we had a surplus, so they got mothballed. Now they're turning them on to generate Bitcoin.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Bitcoin is
they're turning these small natural gas, and the people in the Finger Lakes district are going like, what the hell are you doing? I mean, we don't need the electricity, but you're going to generate the electricity to run, computer data centers that are creating Bitcoin. What are you, out of your mind?
Yes, they are out of their mind. The other thing is that Cuomo, are you in New York, Bruce? I mean, but Cuomo, yeah. The one good thing Andrew Cuomo did was he shut Indian Point because he realized it was too close to New York City and, you know, he has real estate there. But he took $7.5 billion and bailed out four big reactors upstate one of which is over 50 years old. A 9 mile point, which I think is the oldest in the U.S. now, is more than 50 years old. And, you know, I mean, it was designed with slide rules, except for the most recent two reactors and maybe a Watts Bar in Tennessee, which came on in the 90s. None of the reactors that are operating in the United States were designed with computers. They're all designed pre-digital. For God, Terry would know this. It's ridiculous. Well,
the other problem you've got is like after 30 or 40 years of irradiating, you know, stainless steel and other materials, it gets brittle.
Well, so, Diablo 1 is confirmed to be embrittle. I mean, the NRC actually confirmed that Diablo Unit 1 was one of the most embrittled reactors in the U.S. And that was almost 20 years ago. And here, and you know, we very politely asked Gavin Newsom to just inspect these goddamn reactors. And he wouldn't do it. Well, there's been no independent inspection of these reactors, either Unit 1 or Unit 2. And there's also no known plan for evacuating Los Angeles. And there's no insurance. So, you know, I mean, you have to wonder about our species somehow.
Bruce, I have another question. It's my understanding, I think Otis mentioned that you are very active in the community assessment board. Is that what it's called? The CAB? For WBAI, am I right?
Supposed to be the community advisory board.
Advisory. Thank you for that word. And I'm wondering, do you think that the coverage of the ongoing issues around the decommissioning of Indian Point, especially the dumping of radioactive water into the Hudson River, is adequately reported on WBAI?
Yes and no. Are you familiar with Ecologic?
No.
All right. It's a fantastic show. So the answer is yes, and there's also Green Street Radio, which I'll put you in touch with those two shows and the people that are doing them, and they're actually really good. And Green Street Radio actually is a very good show because it's more kitchen table issues. Like, they'll start off with, you should not be using this product, you should not be drinking out of this bottle, you should be looking at your makeup. And then pull out the reports of the ingredients in the makeup that are not going to be healthy for your skin. Ecologic does a lot of work on Indian Point. The no part of it is it's on at 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Unless you're a diehard, I mean, you can still listen to it on the archives, but unless you're a diehard, ecology person, you know, you're not going to get up 6 o'clock Saturday morning with listen to the show live, but it's really, really, wonderful group of people.
So Bruce, did you say Grief Street, like G-R-E-I-F Street?
No, green. Green is okay. The color of
maybe it was your show.
Palm trees.
Uh-huh. Like Sydney, the guy in Casablanca or Maltese Falcon. So, anybody, please join us tomorrow. For our Green Emergency Election Protection, Green Grassroots Election Protection Coalition call, that's the GREEP or GREE, we're at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. You can email me directly for the link. I'll send it to you, solartopia@me.com, or go to our website, which is electionprotection24.org. And join Myla and Ruth. Our regulars and, Terry, I think you'd like it. And Bruce, whoever else, please join us.
And by the way, Harvey, Dr. Stephen Frantz, is going to be joining us. I'm going to send him the link, and I'll put the link for the Zoom in the chat in just a minute if I can find it. It might take me a minute, but, at some point, I'd like to schedule him to do a presentation on glyphosate, kind of update us on sustainable agriculture and glyphosate. And I told him that I thought he would be interested in the work that Romero Institute is doing on regenerative agriculture, because Stephen's very interested in that.
Oh, good. That'd be good. Maybe a week from tomorrow would be great.
Yeah.
I would love to have him on.
Glyphosate is a horror. It's a real horror. And I don't know if you guys are following in the Ukraine now, there's a move to sort of force the farmers to use GMO seeds, fertilizer and all the rest of it. So there's a big push on there to get the seed companies into Ukraine and lock up, you know, their wheat seed market. I'm going to ask a general question. It seems like, we're kind of missing the boat because the young people are like really hot under the collar about this. I mean, groups like the Sunrise Movement and some of these other climate change groups. I mean, why don't we have more of them on the shows?
They should have their own show. Sunrise, Indivisibility, Indivisible. These groups should have their own show. And I got to say one thing. Yesterday, I had both Bobby Kennedy and Marianne Williamson. Bobby was on Fox in the morning, and I go from MSNBC to CNN to Fox when I'm on the exercise machine at the workout place. And Bobby came on with Bobby Kennedy Jr. came on with Neil Cavuto, and Neil Cavuto was kissing his feet. It was really kind of weird, but he had Bobby on for a full half hour, half of which he spent talking about the COVID, which I think was a waste of time. And I know Bobby's anti-nuclear because he wrote the foreword to my book, Solartopia.
Around that moment.
And then in the afternoon, I went into Manhattan and heard Marianne Williamson speak. And the point of bringing this up is she had about 300-400 people in a room in Manhattan. And the average age was about 25. This was the youngest group of people I've been with in a long time. And people tell me that young people really love Marianne. And so, you know, she's getting dissed by, you know, lots of people. But apparently she has a really, really youthful following. So that was a very interesting thing to see. And I talked to
Harvey. Yeah. Harvey, thank you for telling me that about Marianne. I heard this past week, I'm glad I wasn't in an automobile. I would have run off the road that Dennis Kucinich is supporting Bobby Kennedy.
Oh, absolutely.
What is that? I mean, he must not know. He must not know.
Well, Ruth, you would have had a heart attack, pardon the phrase, if you'd have heard Bobby with Neil Cavuto. I mean, he really, really ranted on the virus and on the vaccine. And, you know, I love Bobby. I've known him for a long, long time. But this the positions he was taking on the vaccine are totally opposite to everything you believe.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's very interesting to me. I first learned about him through, his show with, Mike Papantonio, The Ring of Fire, which was a great, but it looks to me like a lot of people, quote unquote, on the left are crossing over to the dark side. Matt Taibbi, Bobby Kennedy, Russell Brand, all of these people. I mean, it's very strange.
It has to do with the virus, with the vaccine. The vaccine is really a hot button issue. So, and unfortunately, I didn't hear Bobby say anything about renewable energy. So his communications director is an old friend of mine, a wonderful, wonderful person. And Bobby, you know, Neil Cavuto said that Bobby has started out at 15%. He's got a higher poll rating than Mike Pence or all the right wing idiots in the Republican Party. Bobby has a higher poll rating. He's not that far. Well, I mean, if he's at 15. DeSantis is at 24 among Republican voters, and Trump is at 48 among Republican
but
voters.
I think people don't know about Bobby Kennedy. He's just, riding on his father's coattails.
Well, but you know, that was a long time ago. I mean, the young voters don't know really about the Kennedys. You wonder where it's coming from.
Maybe.
You know, you and I remember, well, you're much too young, but I remember, you know, Bobby Kennedy, of course, very well, but I don't think millennials, the date for millennials that were born in starting in 1980. So I don't know how much sway the Kennedy name still has at this point in time.
Okay.
But, and I'm curious, but you know, Bobby was full bore on, you know, being an anti-vaxxer, and that's a huge constituency right there. It's very interesting. I wish to God he would have talked about nuclear power, but it didn't come up. And he is very definitely, you know, he wrote the foreword to Solartopia, and he knows the issue, and he's been very anti-nuclear his whole career, but it didn't come up. I wish to God it would. Bruce, again, go ahead, Bruce. We're going to have to call.
Three things. Harvey, are you talking about depleted uranium?
Yes. It's outrageous. And
apparently
definitely
it's causing all kinds of problems in Iraq where it was used, and it's been left lying around and sort of aborted, damaged children and all kinds of stuff. And now they're using it in the Ukraine.
Horrible. And they used it in Yugoslavia also.
Right. Two other things. If you want to know where the millennials are, I would suggest you look at Burn Down the House and To the End. They're two movies that kind of basically talk about the squad. And I've got three kids, 30, 26, and 24, 23. And they really are, not familiar with Bobby Kennedy, not familiar with Biden, not so familiar with Trump. They have like their own strata of people that they look to. And that's Ocasio, Presley, you know, the people that are kind of like more like their age.
I watched
where they're at. And then one final thing, maybe you guys can spread this out around. There's, MediaMatters.org has a campaign called Unfox My Cable Box. it's worse than that. Most people do not know, but if you have a cable subscription, you pay $2 a month to Fox, whether you watch it or not. They negotiated a contract with the cable providers where they're automatically guaranteed $2 a month on your cable subscription. And right now they're in the process of trying to get $3 a month, whether you have their package or not, whether you watch it or not. They get an automatic $2, and that's where the bulk of their news revenue comes from. They don't admit it. Now, trying to say something like that or do something about it, you know, 3-4 months ago was like an impossibility because people's eyes just glazed over. But now that, you know, they got dragged out into the open about news, what news, you know, people are going like, what? I'm paying $2 a month for these people. I mean, I think maybe you guys could spread it around in California. Because it's ridiculous.
Does that include what the hell is my? Does that include the internet providers or just cable?
No, it's cable like Spectrum, Comcast.
Well, I have Optimum for my internet, but I don't know. I don't even know if I have cable.
Well, do you have TV?
I have Netflix.
That's different. Then you're not buying the Optimum.
No, I don't have TV.
Or whatever. But I mean, all right, that's it. I'm done.
Okay, well, back up one. Jen Psaki, who has a show now on MSNBC, had AOC on this morning for a half hour. And, you know, AOC is great. She was terrific. So, and obviously she has a following. And you know that Danny Sheehan is pushing her. And there's a whole group out of Romero that's pushing her to run. She is 1 month to the good side of eligibility for president in 24. And so, because she's born, whatever, she's 35, or she will be, or 36. But anyway, she is eligible to run in 24. And there are people pushing hard for her to do it, so we'll see. The idea came up in the last Zoom call. My buddy, from Ann Arbor, really wants Michelle Obama to run. And, you know, we'll see. Anyway, So listen, we're at the top of the hour. I actually got to go. But this was great. We'll do this in a month. Thank you, everybody, for your participation. Does anybody else have a need to jump in here? Does the Pacifica Death Watch want to reveal their true identity besides Time Magazine, We Are Fucked? If not, anybody want to join us tomorrow, please do. 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern. Myla is a mainstay of the call. She's one of the organizers. Ruth Strouth is always with us. Terry, Stanley, Yoshio, Beth, please, Bruce, please do join us tomorrow. And otherwise, we'll see you in a month, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one. Take care.
Definitely join us tomorrow.
All right, no nukes, everybody. See you in a month or earlier.
Okay, no nukes.
Take care.